Created by a kid and their parent, using Tailbot.
Dawson and the Dazzling Unicorn of Manhattan. A special bedtime story for Dawson. In the bustling cityscape of Manhattan, where skyscrapers touched the sky and the streets buzzed with endless activity, there lived a curious 3-year-old boy named Dawson. Dawson had a heart filled with dreams and eyes that sparkled with wonder, always eager to explore the hidden magic of the world around him. One evening, as Dawson gazed out of his window, he noticed something peculiar. A rainbow, vivid and bright, sliced through the skyline, ending right in Central Park. But this was no ordinary rainbow. It shimmered with a light that seemed almost magical. "Mom, Dad, did you see that?" Dawson exclaimed, tugging at his parents' sleeves. "Yes, Dawson, it's beautiful," they smiled, appreciating his enthusiasm but unaware of the adventure that awaited their son. That night, Dawson couldn't sleep, his mind racing with thoughts of the rainbow. He decided he had to see where it touched the ground. Slipping on his tiny sneakers and grabbing his plush toy, Brandon the Brave Bear, Dawson embarked on a starlit adventure into the heart of Manhattan. As he reached Central Park, the moon bathed the trees in a silvery glow. The rainbow's end glowed just ahead, near the Bow Bridge. Dawson approached, heart pounding with excitement. Suddenly, from the light, emerged a creature so magnificent and gentle, Dawson's eyes widened in awe. Before him stood a unicorn, its coat a dazzling white, and its mane a cascade of colors that danced in the moonlight. Its eyes were kind, and it nuzzled Dawson gently, as if inviting him on a journey. "I am Lumina," the unicorn spoke in a voice like a melody, "and I've come seeking your help, Dawson." Dawson couldn't believe it, a talking unicorn, and it needed his help. "Lumina, I'll help you with anything," Dawson declared, his voice a mix of nerves and excitement. In the heart of the city, there's a darkness spreading, caused by the digital executioner. He's stealing all the city's colors, leaving behind a world of gray. "If we don't stop him, the world will lose its beauty and joy," Lumina explained, her tone grave. Dawson, though small, felt a bravery swelling in his heart. "We'll stop him, Lumina. We have to save the colors." Together, they ventured deeper into the city. The closer they got to the heart, the more they noticed the draining of colors, leaving everything in monochrome. It was as if the life of the city was being siphoned away. Finally, they reached Times Square, where the digital executioner stood atop a billboard, a device in his hand that emitted a dark light, absorbing all hues into it.
"Tailbot, tailor-made tales for your child's dreams."
"You can't stop me," he cackled, noticing Dawson and Lumina. "The world will be mine to control, devoid of any distraction or happiness that colors bring." But Dawson, standing tall beside Lumina, felt a different kind of power stirring within him, the power of innocence, hope, and the pure belief in goodness. "Lumina, can your horn bring back the colors?" Dawson asked, an idea forming in his mind. "Yes, but I need to get close enough to touch the heart of the darkness with it," Lumina replied, her eyes determined. "Then, let's create a distraction," Dawson said. Grabbing Brandon the Brave Bear, he started to dance and sing, his voice pure and full of life. The digital executioner, curious and confused, turned his attention to Dawson. Seizing the moment, Lumina charged forward, her horn aglow with a brilliant light. Before the digital executioner could react, she touched the device with her horn. A burst of light exploded across Times Square, cascading in waves throughout the city. Colors returned, more vibrant than ever, painting the world anew. The digital executioner, defeated by the purity of hope and bravery, vanished, leaving behind only a memory of his attempt to steal the world's joy. Dawson, exhausted but exhilarated, hugged Lumina tightly. "We did it, Lumina. We saved the colors." Lumina nuzzled Dawson, her eyes filled with gratitude. "Thank you, Dawson. You've shown me that even the smallest among us can make a big difference. As dawn broke over the city, Lumina whispered her farewells, promising to watch over Dawson from the magical realms. Dawson, his heart full of adventure and eyes heavy with sleep, made his way home, the first light of day painting his face with colors of hope and joy. That morning, when Dawson's parents found him asleep in his bed, they wondered at the smile on his face and the colorful dreams that danced behind his closed eyes. For in the heart of Manhattan, a little boy had brought back the joy of colors to the world, with nothing but his bravery and a belief in magic. And from that day on, Dawson never saw the world in quite the same way. Everywhere he looked, he saw the magic that colors could bring, a reminder of his adventure with the dazzling unicorn of Manhattan. As Dawson drifted back to sleep, dreaming of rainbows and adventures yet to come, he knew that no matter what, he would always have the courage to chase his dreams and the power to make a difference. And that was the greatest magic of all.
Created by a kid and their parent using Tailbot, click the link in the video description to create your own story.